You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth in studio today with a special guest to talk a little bit more about water rising. There's a long list of events all throughout the month of October. And again, this large collaboration between the Michigan Humanities Council with their grant. And we're talking a little specifically today about what's happening with the Fresh Coast Film Festival, but also some other arts events that are related to what's happening as a part of this initiative. But we're going to welcome Tina Harris back to the studio today. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. So, you know, October is rich with events that have to do with art and culture and also the environment. And part of this is the Water Rising Collaborative with the Fresh Coast Film Festival, along with a video installation that's including these visiting artists. Can you tell us a little bit about how this video is going to latch into Water Rising's initiative?
Right. So Water Rising, like you said, is a collaborative project. It started with Garth Evans, a sculptor, and his partner, Leela Phillips. And she's a writer. And together, he is a sculptor, but he worked in watercolor. And she is a non-fiction writer, and she worked in poetry. And after they worked for 12 months, they came together to share what they had created. And they realized it was all very much in response to where they live, their place. And it inspired the book Water Rising, which actually inspired the film. So the book came first, and they engaged film artist Siobhan Landry. I might not be pronouncing her name correctly, who actually got her undergraduate at University of Michigan, which is a nice Michigan connection, to create a film. And her focus is documentary style films, hearing people's stories. So the exhibit that's currently at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center is the film. We're showing the film. It's constantly looping.
For whoever happens to come by, and
whoever happens to walk
right into the situation there. Yeah,
yeah, and you can read some of Lilo's poetry, and you can see Garth's watercolors. But the film is really wonderful, and it's a conversation. You're listening to the artists talk about their poetry, respond to their watercolor, and the connections that they're making with their environment. It's very sensitively done, and the film has a beautiful sound score, original sound score. So I think it's moving, and it especially really makes you think differently about your own environment. And I believe that's why the Fresh Coast Film Festival accepted it. Mm-hmm. When we heard they had this film and the art and this opportunity, we encouraged them to apply to join the Fresh Coast. And it really fits really wonderfully with what Fresh Coast is all about.
Exactly. Yeah. So the video itself is called Environment, Memory, and Things. And so it's in an installation form right now at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the bottom floor of the Peter White Public Library. But you'll also have an opportunity to see it on the bigger screen as part of the film festival and have an artist talk. That'll be happening later on in the month.
Right. So this all kicks off, all these programs kick off next week. Of course, the film festival is this next weekend. So I think that, yes, you could see it at the Art Center, but seeing it on a larger screen with the, you know, really high-level sound equipment with the artists will be there at the film screening, mm-hmm. I think it would be the way to view it.
Yeah, you know,
the ideal setting.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to come out to the film festival to see this film.
Right. And that'll be one film out of many. So you'll be able to take in this film and others and share in that commonality of art reflecting our space and our place and the environment. But it also, you know, if you happen to be walking by and you're in the Arts and Culture Center, you know, have a look at that and just take it in for a bit and take in the message of the words of the poetry, and then have that opportunity then to see it at the Masonic Square Mall on October 19th. That'll be from 2 to 4, the film screening, along with the artist talk, and support for that project coming from the National Endowment for the Arts. So that's one of many on this listing of events. I'm looking at it right now, and there's over 10 events throughout Water Rising, but that's kind of what we wanted to start by talking about today, is that film itself. I understand there's another event happening at the Peter White that kind of has to do with the same issues, also talking about environment and relating that through art.
Right. So there's this, we're talking about becoming better stewards of our environment and how we as a community can make a difference and make an impact. And I thought it was really timely that the Peter White Public Library is presenting Building a Community Climate Response, learn how you as an individual in our community can be a part of the solution. And that's happening next Thursday, the 17th from 3 to 8. So it's right during the week of all the wonderful Water Rising programs. And Superior Watershed Partnership and different organizations, Food Co-op, people that are doing things and living sustainably will be there. So you can, on many different levels, have discussions about the environment through the film festival next week, the exhibit, and then getting to know who are the partners in our community that are making a difference. What I think is really kind of interesting is this integration of the arts with the environment. I mean, it's always been there. Artists have always been thinking about the environment, being inspired by it, advocating for it. But it seems now in age of global warming that it's happening even more. You see more artists taking a stand. And there's actually an exhibit in New York at the New York Historical Society called The Hudson Rising, where they 300 years of art collection spanning 300 years and, you know, showing how artists are depicting the Hudson River in that area during that span and how much it's changed and what's their perspective. And then, of course, you know, there's performing artists, documentary, film artists. Everyone is kind of starting that discussion. And the great thing about art, maybe having a voice and using art to save the environment is because it's so immediate. You can watch this film and have an immediate emotional reaction. You can learn something. The same with any film, a painting. It's very immediate. It starts a conversation. It's not abstract. It's not an abstract concept. It's
very more tangible.
It's more tangible. Yeah, and I don't think it's threatening either, you know?
Sure,
so
yeah.
I think artists are doing a great job inviting people to have a conversation about the environment in a completely different way. And that's what I think is really exciting about what's happening.
Yeah, and that sounds ideal because it's non-combative, as a lot of the discussions tend to be at times. It's a way for people to come together and have those logical, rational conversations while also, you know, touching the heart and the mind. So I think that's a great way to have that discussion in general. We should also mention just a little bit about the Fresh Coast Film Festival with their motto, their creed. They are a documentary film festival that celebrates the outdoor lifestyle. If you've been to any of the previous editions, talking about our environment, how it's water rich, and the resilient spirit of the Great Lakes in the Upper Midwest, this gathers the best in environmental and cultural filmmaking from around the world and also tells the story and builds the culture of Great Lakes storytelling. That's from the Fresh Coast Films website there. A little bit more about Fresh Coast. So if you haven't had an opportunity to take in a film screening at that, that's a little bit about it there. But just a reminder, Environment, Memory, and Things, the film screening and the artist talk taking place October 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Square Mall. You can find out more information at freshcoastfilm.com. Find out about getting a festival pass, which is required for that event. But if you happen to come down to the Arts and Culture Center here in Marquette, you can just wander by and take a look at the video as it's playing in that installation form as well. Tina, is there anything else that we should talk about or add about either the video installation or any of the other arts events as a part of Water Rising?
I just think it's important for people to get engaged. You know, it's easy to get in our comfort zones, and we're all so busy, and everyone's working. But this is a very thoughtful project, and I think you'll be surprised if you come to one of the lectures or come in and look at the exhibit and the watercolors and just take some time. And I think it's important to take that time. And Fresh Coast Film Festival, it's not to miss. I mean, they're really creating a national film festival right here in our own backyard. And I encourage people to go out and just take the time to experience some of these opportunities that we have.
Wonderful. Well, Tina Harris, thank you again so much for coming in today to talk about, one of many events all throughout Water Rising. Again, more information is at water-rising.com. You can also look up the events for the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. You can call 228-0472 for more information. There's many entities that are all involved in this, so I encourage you who's listening right now to take a look at water-rising.com or take a look on Facebook for many of those events, also including the Fresh Coast Film Festival.
We also have a community calendar, Marquette 365, and all of the events in the community are also listed on that. So if you go to Marquette365.com, it'll list all the Water Rising exhibits or events and then also the Fresh Coast Film Festival as well.
Awesome. Well, Tina, thanks again so much for coming by.
Thanks.